What if they're dating a lot and they're not seeing anybody else?
Well, they'd be going steady.
From a girl putting on her best dress, she's fixing up for her
wedding.
Or this boy that's coming over, what would she call him?
A sweetheart.
He's going to see
his sweetheart too. They both be sweethearts.
Are there other names they give besides sweetheart?
Beau. He'd be his beau. His girl.
What would older people say?
I can't think now what they might say.
A boy comes home with lipstick on his collar. His mama says, you've been
with a girl again.
Doing what you've been?
Been loving.
Loving? What is an old-fashioned term?
Smooching, I reckon.
When a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you say she's
broke up.
He asked her to marry him, but she
refused.
They were engaged, and all of a sudden she
busted up.
What about the man now? If they were engaged and he, what would he do if he didn't want to get married then?
Well, he quit going.
Mm-hmm.
Jilted.
And what if, they went on to the preacher and he said they're just
about to get married, I reckon.
Are there any humorous ways of saying married?
You get hitched.
At a wedding, a man who stands up with the groom is called
best man.
Are there any old-fashioned words?
I don't know of one right now.
Have you ever heard waiter's news?
No, I don't think.
The girl that stands up with the bride is the
bridesmaid.
After a wedding, the boys in the neighborhood might gather around the couple's home and make all kinds of noise. You call it a
serenading.
Is it done to friends?
Yeah, I think so.
Only when one has been married before. Is it ever done when somebody has upset the community by taking an unpopular political stand? What would that be?
I don't know. Be celebrating.
Band around the house and hoot and holler. What are they doing?
Well, celebrating, serenading. You think it's thought of as being like that.